Been quite a week for the presidential candidates in a couple of key battleground states, Ohio and Virginia.
Russia's economy is growing at about 4% per year. That's their GDP growth. Ours was just revised last quarter down to 1.3%.
The truth is, it's going to take a few more years to solve challenges that we're building up over decades.
Well, it is all about the economy, and now Mitt Romney and President Obama are getting ready for the first of their one-on-one debates beginning next week.
Joining us live this morning, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation. The debates take a really prominent place in this all now, Bob, because early voting is already underway.
Yes, they really do, and they are going to be more important than ever. This race is so close. As you all both know, it's going to come down to who wins these battleground states. Yesterday or earlier this week, CBS came out with its poll of Ohio, Virginia, and Florida and showed now that the president has from a small lead to a large lead in each of those states. And this morning, the Washington Post has a poll out of those three states and shows why the president is apparently leading in those states, and that is that voters in those states do not want to change Medicare. Now, you know, everybody agrees that we have to find some way to change the financing on Medicare, to find some way, or it can't sustain in its present form, but voters do not, in those states, according to the Washington Post poll this morning, do not like the ideas that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan have of changing Medicare from payment system like it is now to a voucher system where the government would give you money to buy private insurance. People just don't like it that way. They seem to recognize that some changes have to be made, but they don't like this plan, even though this plan that they are proposing would not change Medicare for anybody currently in the system. They just don't like it.
Bob, even some Republicans are saying that Romney's got to hit a home run in these debates coming up. Now, you're going to be moderating the third of the debates, the final debate among these candidates. What's it going to be like for you watching the first two debates? Is that like required homework for you to prepare for yours?
Well, I certainly will watch. You know, these things, this has become a part of the American political process. And you know what's interesting about this, Mike? People think presidential debates, a lot of folks do, that they go way, way back. They really don't. The first debate between a Republican and Democratic nominee was 1960, just 52 years ago, when Jack Kennedy and Richard Nixon squared off. And then there were not many debates after that because Lyndon Johnson wouldn't debate when he was the incumbent president. Nixon had been once burned. He never debated again as president. They didn't start back up until Gerald Ford, you know, who had succeeded to the presidency after Nixon resigned, decided that he had only one chance to be elected in his own right, and that was to debate. So he debated Jimmy Carter. That now they've become as much a part of our process as the primaries and the conventions. So, yes, indeed, I'll sure be watching. But since mine's going to be about foreign policy, that's the third debate, I don't expect many of the questions that we hear during this first debate will have much impact on my debate. But I'm going to be watching just because they're fun.
They sure are.
Among other things. And hey, important, I might add.
Are they going to have replacement referees in for these?
Well, I hope not.
I don't know. They have replacement moderators.
Oh, God
guard,
forbid.
Right?
What do you have coming up on Face the Nation, Bob?
Well, we're going to talk about all of that. Newt Gingrich, who knows a little something about debating Mitt Romney, is going to be with us. It's my understanding he has some advice for Mitt Romney on how he might win this debate. I'm hoping also that Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey is going to be with us as well. And it's always interesting to have Chris Christie because, you know, he has this unusual habit. He answers questions. You ask him a question and somehow or another he'll give you an answer, which we can't always say. So I think we'll have an interesting broadcast. Big round table, too, including people like Bob Woodward, Larry Sabato, and a host of others to just sort of sort this all out and talk about just what we're talking about, the coming debates and what each candidate has to do.
Great stuff. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday, Bob.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bob Schieffer with us.